Contact is a show about the idea of contact in Hawaii history. Maile Meyer, community organizer, owner of Native Books Namea Hawaii, stepped outside her usual circle of Native Hawaiian artists for this exhibition.
My son's an artist, Drew Broderick, and he said, you know, Mom, there's something about the dialogue and the contact that comes across cultures that, you know, Hawaiians have to kind of get over themselves.
In a postmodern era of deliberate appropriation, sampling.
Cultural misappropriation is old news on the East Coast and in Europe. You know, people have been dissecting it for 25 years.
And we're still searching for authenticity. Meyer said the cultural and ethnic mix of the show's participants made for a creative mashup at the opening.
It just hit a different dynamic in contact and dialogue with each other. And it was because we weren't talking to the same people.
Ricardo Avila, a houseless artist, assisted with the installations on the school's front lawn.
He went out into his community and traded new tarps for their old tarps.
The wear and tear on the old tarps adds a layer of experience to the work.
And he was helping them tie down the tarps because he understands how to deal with wind. He's an experienced person on houselessness.
Piecing together these used tarps was like piecing their stories together.
Hawaii Island artists Sally Lundberg and Keith Tallett know that in Hawaii, tarps mean both party tents and provisional shelter.
For us, it's like people look away at certain parts of the community, especially homeless. So having that contemporary dialogue, I guess, within your community is like really essential. And I think we wanted to have that dialogue.
For me, the most exciting art is art that asks questions. It raises dialogue. And I think that almost every piece in there is asking questions.
Who are we? How can we live together?
For me, the reward of creative process is to be in dialogues that start you on a whole nother way of looking at the world.
Change comes from understanding where people come from.
Mark Patterson is the warden at the Hawaii Women's Community Correctional Facility. He's part of a speaker series that accompanies the Contact exhibition.
When I came to the Women's Community Correctional Center, I realized that majority of the women here will only be here for 3 to 4 years. So in that 3 to 4 year period, what are we going to do to assure that they're going to go back outside? And they're not going to come back.
Patterson says most incarcerated women have lost their children and their rightful place in their communities.
They hit rock bottom. So I have come to terms with saying to the community, help me heal these women.
A new approach, the Trauma-Informed Care Initiative, was begun at the women's prison here in 2010. Patterson says it's reduced the female inmate population by a third.
Government by itself cannot solve the incarceration problem. I need community help.
That's why opportunities like this to engage across interest groups are so important. Labor issues, health, and racism are among other topics in the evening speaker series. At an art exhibit.
12 days creates a sense of urgency, and we're open from 8 to 8.
Yes, the show comes down next week, Tuesday. The Pu'u Honua Society sponsoring Contact has packed a lot into this run. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.